The best way to find out what to do in Plant City is to ask people who have lived there their whole lives, like Tracy and Jay Antle. They talk about what's come and gone in the community and why they've stuck around all these years.
My name is Tracy Antle, born in Michigan, raised in Plant City.
I'm Jay Antle. I was born in Plant City and have lived here all my life. We have been married 30 years. It used to be a department store in Plant City that was called Zaire's. I worked there in receiving, and she was a cashier. After about 3 months of asking her out, she finally went out with me, and we've been together since. Growing up, there was just characters. Wouldn't even personally know them, but it's people that you would see. One gentleman that walked everywhere. Every time you drive into Plant City, he would be walking down some street.
He was a substitute teacher.
Yeah, he walked everywhere.
Mr. Richards.
Just didn't know where he was going, but he was always seemed like he had a destination to go to.
And there was a man who used to ride the bike all the time named Jolly. Everybody called him Jolly.
I think that was ironic because I don't think he was really a nice man. I think that was a play on words because he used to carry a cane and he threatened to hit you with it, but they called him Jolly. It's grown so much since we went to high school. Seems like there's something new popping up every day. We're like just some of the few that have lived here all their life and decided not to move away, and just we're just going to stay here. So it just feels good, and it's nice to go to places that are still around.
There's not
the
much.
Snail Groves, the restaurant here, I remember going to it when I was a kid with my grandfather. Strawberry Hut, where the Cubans are, they seem like they've been there forever.
A lot of things have changed. From where we met at Zaire's, it's no longer there. My first job was Burger Chef. It's no longer there. You know, so things have changed a lot. The Raider Room, when we were in high school, there was the Raider Room there where the McDonald's is now. So
that was an arcade.
It was an arcade.
A video arcade.
Where teenagers hang out.
And I worked in a grocery store. It was called Felton's. There is a Felton's in Plant City, but there used to be three of them in Plant City. So it's like we've worked places and, you know, been to places that are no longer there. It gets frustrating at times. Certain streets that you get on, the traffic is unbearable. But, you know, I can understand why people would want to move to Plant City. It's a great location between Orlando and Tampa. It's close to I-4. Sometimes we get aggravated with how busy it is, but then there are times where, like, come on, Chick-fil-A. When are you going to build a Chick-fil-A? We're hoping that as it gets larger, that some of the things that we have to drive a little further to get to, we won't have to drive so far. I remember when I was in high school, the Felton's I worked at was right down from the Strawberry Festival. And I remember listening to Conway Twitty out there singing, and he was pretty big back in those days. I mean, even in the early 80s. So they did have some big names that would come in.
It does seem like the Strawberry Festival's grown, though.
Yeah.
From what it was.
It was. Used to be, it seemed like it was more the old country festival type atmosphere. But now it's so many food vendors and rides and games. It's kind of, it lost its, the farm aspect to it. And they still have a little bit of that, but there's so much built up around it. Well, I think that's what's changed for us. One of the last times we went, I think it was a Sunday. And it's like you couldn't hardly move. It was so packed full of people. And
that was when Alabama was there, right?
You could not like move.
We have three sons, and all three sons are here. And now we have two grandchildren.
My parents are here, and we just never want to leave. I think it's just the pace. I mean, the location is great. You can get to anywhere you want to go, and it's really not that far. But it still has that small town feel, even though it's grown. It's the memories that when we drive by the high school, looking at the water tower with the Raider on it, or the Strawberry water tower over by the ballpark. Mm-hmm. It's just, those are just symbols of Plant City.
Yeah, Plant City is home for us.
We travel, we go on trips and everything, but it's always nice to see mm-hmm. the sign saying, okay, you know, Plant City, 20 miles, mm-hmm. you know, it's like almost home, almost mm-hmm. home.